I can change negative into positive, but I think the fuel topic was really a problem when people were using a lot of costly resources, such as fertilizers, to produce fuels on land that is extremely fertile. Agro mining is targeting areas that are not really fertile, where agriculture is so and so, because the yields are not good because of the toxicity of nickel. Also, there might be some concerns about the nickel content of food products on these soils. So there is really an opportunity for not affecting, let's say, the food cycle in agriculture by introducing this new crop, especially on the areas that are probably unfertile or sometimes toxic for cropping. The other thing is, in agriculture for millennia, we haven't really questioned the fact that we use agricultural soils to produce fibers. Cotton, linen, hemp have been cropped for thousands of years and they are not food. So that is another question we could put in the balance, because what is necessary for life? Only food? Clothing? Whenever we produce energy crops, I think it is important to remind that you don't want to use costly resources to do this. Otherwise, it is completely perverted. I think this is more important than the actual area you're using. The agro mining is interesting because after some years, maybe some decades, you could probably improve these toxic soils for food production. That is a challenge. We don't have the answer yet. 5 years were not enough to assess this, but this is something that is still in the air that we need to address. I think the other thing is, people are sometimes worried that we use these plants that are toxic to animals. Actually, most of the animals they try to avoid, except the bees, because all these plants are extremely prolific in terms of nectar production. Pollinating insects are extremely attracted when these plants flower. And actually, beekeepers know these plants and they always position the beehives next to these plants. And we've seen this in Greece, we've seen this in Albania. Whenever we implement a hyperaccumulator plot, the next months we can see people nearby disposing their beehives just on the side of the plot. So that really means people know that these plants are very productive for honey. And we've checked the nickel content of honey, which is not really a problem. It's not more than the chocolate, which is now questioned globally. But nobody knows if the nickel in the chocolate will ever create anything in terms of toxicology. But it's just because it's a way to frighten people or to get better signs of quality. So nickel for the moment, apart from allergy, which affects a few percent of the population. So nickel in food has not really been proven to be toxic. But for the animals, there is a strong concern, like the populations are concerned, usually about the fact that wild animals could graze the plants and become intoxicated. Well, the answer to this is that these plants occur in nature and wild animals as well. In the evolution, it seems, but there is no strict rule, it seems that the wild animals have avoided these plants. Actually, if you put a cow in a field with a lot of Alyssum murale in flower, the cow will systematically avoid the plants. Maybe not because of the nickel, because they cannot feel the nickel, but because of the other toxic molecules that are associated in the leaves of the plant.
Nickel is a potentially toxic element, but when you look at a typical nickel-rich serpentine soil, the risk of metal transfer from the soil to plants and also to humans is quite limited. So I would say people live in the area of serpentine soils have a very low or by maximum moderate risk. I think it's not a health issue. The main concern from a human perspective is probably the limitation of agricultural activities in serpentine areas. However, this is not mainly due to the presence of high nickel concentrations, but some of the main limiting factors preventing more intensive agriculture is low nutrient availability, imbalance of calcium and magnesium, and some other general soil quality indicators like unfavorable texture and low organic matter content. So it's not mainly the nickel, but other typical soil characteristics of serpentine soils that limit agricultural production. And I think from the human viewpoint, I think this is the most or the largest concern when dealing with serpentine soils. So the nickel as such is usually not a problem.